down the rise to the blood, yeah. Letty Martinez.
Letty, hi. My beautiful daughter.
They love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Down to Ride podcast. I'm Letty, and if you're watching on YouTube, you already see my shirt. If you're not, you can. Letty Psycho is my username, but I'm wearing a KOD shirt. Now, I wore this shirt because today's episode was going to be about why the album KOD by J. Cole is album of the year. It's a part of my series that I'm going to be doing about different albums that I feel should you be in the debate or the argument of album of the year. I'm giving you added ammo for an argument if you're backing any of these albums that I'm going to be going in on. Anyway, J. Cole's KOD was the first one. And what happened today was Grammy nominations were announced. J. Cole's KOD, nowhere to be found. I kept the shirt on and I was like, all right, I'm just going on that. Because if you're a J. Cole fan like I am, sadly, we are too used to this. We're so used to J. Cole being snubbed. And I will tell you, I've been on the side of getting in rants and debates on Twitter or on social media about why this should be nominated and why you should recognize it, and y'all are haters and all of this stuff. I've gotten to those points over a J. Cole nomination or lack thereof, but this one felt a little different. And I don't want to say, like, now that I have inside information from being in the industry. No, because I was in radio when I would get irked about him not being nominated. But I think the information's out there for us all. I don't feel like an insider point of view is really like that crazy, because a lot of insiders are on social media sharing their wealth, sharing their knowledge. So I think when it comes to the Grammys in particular, yes, we know it's the biggest award show for music. It has an emotional tie, whether we are on the F the Grammys, they ain't shit, or we're like, yo, Grammys, what the fuck? Or we're like, yeah, Grammys are awesome. Whatever perception you have of it, there's no denying its presence, right? But I guess now that I got this insight from a friend of mine, his name is Fuzzy. He's a part of the, I would say, like, voters committee of the Grammys. And he's not like one of these old people that we're told are the heads of the Grammys and make all the decisions and that's why they don't fuck with our music. Nah, he's really about that life. He's a, to me, LA radio legend, music legend in general. We call him the connector for a reason. This guy behind and in front of the scenes is amazing. So I hit him up, especially to talk about KOD, which he's a fan of as well. But I asked, how does the nomination process work? Like, let's say, and this is what I'm speculating, J. Cole didn't submit his music to be nominated. Would the music be nominated? And he's like, no, they have to submit for consideration, right? And so honestly, what I suspect is that Cole or Dreamville, the camp, didn't submit the music. I haven't talked to them, so this is just purely fan speculation and I want to keep it that way. I don't think he submitted the music, and I feel like if he did and if he did get nominated, that would be a little bit hypocritical of Cole. And so if he didn't submit his music, therefore not getting nominated because he didn't submit his music, I think you should be more proud of that as a fan. Like, that makes me more proud, because that's really like, oh, Cole's about the shit he talks. He's not just gonna be like, fuck the Grammys. We've all seen the picture. We all know how he feels about just these establishments and these validators that so many other people look to give them their worth or title or sense of position. It would be hypocritical of Cole for him to go in on them, but then also be like, hey, here's my music for consideration if you guys can give me an award. That's all the more reason to just fuck with Cole more as a fan. I think it's definitely deserving. It's not subpar work. And I also feel like, yes, it's an ego boost. Yes, or even the argument that it'll help you with features and you to have Grammy nominated or Grammy award winning. Like, for the guy that hates features, like the guy that don't do shit features on his albums, like, what? It's gonna help him get who? Himself? No. And also, like, the pay, right? This dude, it, like, I think of Hove. I'm not like, okay, someone's somewhere in a boardroom like, we gotta pay Jay-Z more. He's Grammy nominated. No. When you're a high caliber artist that delivers quality work that the fans buy, purchase, go out to shows for, then you can name your price. Yes, Grammy nominations and award winning can help a resume of an artist. But when your resume is already full, I think the esteem for the Grammy isn't as vital, or the lack of nomination isn't as detrimental for certain artists. With Cole, he set up himself, his brand, his image, his shtick, if you want to call it those things, it's just him, is not that way in any shape or form. And he's told us this throughout his journey. So we should celebrate that, like, that he's still the guy that he said that he is, versus like an artist that would be like, fuck the Grammys, yelling shit, and still submitting your music. But then when they don't nominate you, that's when you're like, no, fuck them. No. And so this is more for encouragement of my fellow J. Cole fans that either once used to get pissed or are pissed right now. Just change your perspective a little bit. Maybe subscribe to my theory that Cole didn't submit his music on purpose because he's really that guy that he says he is. And how you show him he's successful, acknowledged and recognized, going to the shows, buying the albums, being his fan. I also talked to Fuzzy about what the difference between best rap performance and best rap song is. Because honestly, what I thought it was a best. First, I thought it was literal, like shows, right? Concerts. And then I thought, oh, maybe chart performance, like on Billboard. And he's like, no, it's the same kind of category. But if you win best rap song, everybody who was a part of that song, the composition of the song, the writers in the song, all of that, they get the Grammy as well. If you win best rap performance, it's just the artists that you hear that get the Grammy. So then I was like, oh, that's cool. Also, if you win album of the year, everyone that's featured on your album also gets a Grammy. So let's say Drake Scorpion wins album of the year, then Hove is going to win a Grammy for a Drake Scorpion. Yeah, that's how it's going to work. All right, that's some insight that I have about the Grammys and I wanted to share. Oh, I will say for rap album of the year, I'm rooting for Victory Lap. I hope this is a word. It definitely encapsulates all the different aspects that we love about hip hop. The message, the bounce, the trap, the G, the boisterous part, but also the knowledge part. Nipsey, because he embodies it already, he has the street smarts, the business sense. He knows how to make a song that is either trap or has bounce, is telling you a message, is telling you a story, is putting you up on game. So many times we either get one of the other. This is everything in there. And when I think rap, that's the ideal form of rap. Listen to Victory Lap and you have all that's good about hip hop. If you have not listened to it because it hasn't gone on your radar, or like you are the type of person that needs hype to listen to something, let this be the hype. Let the Grammy nomination of Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle be the hype you need to actually listen to it. Learn something while you're bobbing your head, while you're hearing street raps, while you're the outsider looking into what a G's like, and enjoy Victory Lap for what it is. Like, let this make you a fan of Nip. He deserves it. You're disserviced if you're not already a fan. And yeah, that's who I'm rooting for that category. I also want King's Dead to win, because low-key, if they televise it, it would be cool to see Future, Kendrick, and J-Rock on stage at the same time giving their speeches. Also happy that Mac Miller got nominated, because honestly, I know it's too little too late for a lot of people, but the fact that this can put anybody else up on Mac Miller, I really feel is always something good. I'm never one of those fans like, oh, now we got all these bandwagoners or whatever. Like, I'm always pushing for people to get up on music, especially music that I like and I feel is important, because Mac Miller was definitely that as a musician and as a rapper. If you haven't listened to the album, 2009 is my personal favorite record off of it. Like, if you want your first listen on Mac, 2009 is a good introduction to not just that album, but his catalog in general. And I'm a lyric head, so the lyric aspect of it, very emotional, vulnerable, has that substance in it. I'm not too much of a beat head like that, but I do appreciate like the orchestra-ness. That's not a word. I do appreciate that part of Mac Miller, because I could literally see him like a conductor of sorts at the Hollywood Bowl with the orchestra in front of him. Yeah, in front of him, behind. No, we're behind. The audience would be behind him. The orchestra would be in front of him. Anyway, like, I could see him leading an orchestra, and I feel like that is a studio session with Mac Miller. He brings that to the album and to 2009. It's a great preview of what Mac has to offer to any kind of fan. Never heard of him fan, new fan, just getting addressed to a fan, or been a fan. All right, that's it for this episode. My little takes on the Grammy nominations. And the next video you see from me, or podcast you hear from me, is going to be on J. Cole's KOD and why it's album of the year. Okay, bye.